Right now, though, let's go to Guerneville, where KCBS's Holly Kwan is broadcasting live this morning. Holly?
Yes, Susan, we're in Guerneville looking at the recovery here and in the surrounding areas like Monterio. Now, the Russian River crested just under 46 feet last Wednesday, but it seems like the rescues and the emergency calls started a lot earlier than that. Joining me now is Monterio Fire Chief Steve Baxman. He has been fire chief since, what, 1986, but you missed the big flood of February that year.
I didn't miss it. I was right in the middle of it.
So you've been through all of this before.
Yes.
Okay, so you said it's been nonstop.
Yeah, well, we had the earlier flood the week before, the 35-foot flood, and we were just cleaning up from that when the bigger flood hit. And then it was nonstop for 3 days. It was people driving in the water, people in houses caught, trying to divert water around people's houses, you know, taking care of their property. It was just a nonstop deal for days.
And even though the river has receded, you're still getting, what kind of calls are you getting?
Well, we've got, for instance, we had a guy call the other day, someone's dock ended up in his garage. We've got a boat on a trailer ended up against someone's fence. We've got people who was a power off for days and their refrigerators full of bad food, wondering if we could help get rid of it. We had to go down to the local school and help clean out the refrigerators and freezers so that they could pass inspection and open the school back up. It's just constant community stuff that we're doing.
Now, there's also a concern about the waste and what's in some of this contaminated debris that gets then moved out to the roadside, and it can't stay there.
Right, it has to be picked up. Yeah, I can't stay there. It brings out a whole other nest of problem. A dump site in Monterio going right now, and we have a hazardous waste site that ended up, unfortunately, it started. One of the problems we're having is people coming in the middle of the night dumping stuff off. So we had to put a barrier around that because we had that rain last night. We didn't want any of the fluids out of there to get into the river.
I was wondering to what impact the storm and maybe potential subsequent storms will have on recovery and what, from the fire department's perspective, you're worried about.
Well, one of our problems is access. We've had many mudslides, many trees down. We still have a couple of roads that are blocked by mudslides, and that gives us a real access problem.
So what is the integrity of the mountain? I mean, do you worry when we have a little bit of rain like this?
Just a little bit of rain causes a lot of problems. We have one major slide in Monterio. I don't know if they'll clean up for a couple of weeks. We have a road closed. We have two more slides that they clean up on a daily basis, and they keep coming down. We have a road, Moscow Road, half of it that is undermined all the way out to the center line. We don't know how much longer that road's going to last. Cazadero, Fort Ross, all the towns around us have the same issues.
So you're used to seeing this kind of damage?
No, the last storm like this was in 1982, where we had a lot of hillsides come down. The normal floods is it rains a lot, the water comes up slowly, and it goes down slowly. This flood has a lot of environmental damage, a lot of trees down, and a lot of mudslides.
Thanks for stopping by. That's Monterio Fire Chief Steve Baxman. He still has a lot of work ahead, and that's the kind of thing that we're going to be looking at all morning long as we broadcast live here in downtown Guerneville.